N4ZLK.
4ZLK, KA3JCA. Good morning, Shane.
I heard you in there a couple minutes ago, but I was trying to leave our parking lot, and it's a madhouse. I needed to stay off the radio at the moment, but I just wanted to say good morning to you, and I know Sally's working, but tell her hello when she takes a break.
Well, sir, so did you have a good Labor Day weekend?
A lot of rain up where I live. I know a lot of people did, but it was raining all day Saturday and Sunday and a good bit of Monday. But the family, both my boys came over, and my mother came with her husband and my brother who lives with her. So we had a nice time. And my youngest son, they kind of hung out at the house for the weekend. So one of the granddaughters was there all weekend. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, that must be nice. Yeah, my parents, both my parents are deceased, and they're buried over in Rock Hill. But my brothers, I have one that lives in upstate New York, one that lives in Illinois, and the other one that lives in Rapid City, South Dakota. So the only family I have right here is Sally's mom and her brother and her sister that live in the area here in Greenville, KA3JCA.
You say your parents are buried in Rock Hill. Are you originally from this area then, or somewhere in South Carolina?
Family and relatives are from Rock Hill. Now, some of them are actually scattered out. I have an uncle that's living in Somerville, down there by the beach. Then I have an uncle that lives over here in Chester County. Then I have an aunt that lives up in Tamasee. I think that. And then, of course, my dad and my aunt's husband, is my dad's brother, has passed away. But yeah, we're pretty much from the Rock Hill area. Sally's from the Greenville area, and I actually was born in Georgia.
That against you?
Yeah, I was born down there in Valdosta, right there on the basically Florida-Georgia line.
The Boho.
Listen there, sorry about that. Okay. Yeah, I've got a brother in Texas, brother in Utah, and then a sister in Nashville, and my brother that's here now used to live in the Nashville area, lived in Florida for a while, but they're all scattered. My dad's family is in Ohio, and then my mother's family, they're all in England, where she's from, so we don't see them very often, keep up on, social media, but that's about it.
I have to ask, because Sally loves the show, but has your sister in Nashville run across the Chrisleys yet?
I don't know, but you know they're going to jail. I guess you heard that. I read that the other day. They got charged and indicted on fraud, mail, or money laundering or something like that. They're not going to be around on TV anymore.
Looking at that this morning where they were indicted and so was their tax accountant and so forth like that, but for scheming to defraud banks with over $30 million, I think it said. So, yep, that there goes the TV show.
I'm a county of Boho.
Yep, they're from South Carolina too, I believe, down Seneca way, I think, originally.
Where it is, yeah, you're right, because they were down there, and then he moved to, I think, Atlanta, Georgia. He was living there for a while, then when the kids went to college and so forth. So, these reality TV shows, I mean, my latest one that I like watching is Below Deck. It's about the sailing yacht, or the big boat, and then the Below Deck Mediterranean, and then there's one that's called Below Deck Sailing. So there's three versions of it that I watch. Phone call KA3JCA.
If you can hear me, I'm almost at my first delivery stop here, but good to see you. Good to hear you this morning. KA3JCA, N4ZLK.